AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The NTSB is in Portland, Oregon. That's where the door plug, which blew off an Alaska Airlines plane in flight, landed in a backyard. Chair Jennifer Hamendi tells us who.
Bob is a school teacher in Portland. So thank you very much, Bob.
United Airlines, meanwhile, saying loose bolts are found on some of the door plugs of its MAX 9s. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is out of intensive care, but he remains hospitalized after undergoing a still undisclosed procedure last week. The White House is looking into why the Pentagon delayed notifying the president and senior officials about it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel as his Middle East trip continues. NASA says the private company which built the lunar lander it launched early today is looking into a problem which could prevent it from landing on the moon next month. Big day for stocks. Dow and the NASDAQ both closed up in triple digits. This is ABC News. The National Rifle Association on trial in New York for civil corruption. The state accusing the NRA of lining the pockets of top leadership, including longtime CEO Wayne LaPierre, who's stepping down. Worrisome new numbers on the flu, COVID, and RSV.
The CDC says respiratory illness is either elevated or increasing across most areas of the country, with 38 states plus New York City seeing high or very high levels. That's up from 31 states last week. And flu hospitalizations continue to increase, up 35% with some 10 million cases, 110,000 hospitalizations, and 6,500 flu-related deaths so far this season. Hardest hit by the flu, older adults over 65. The CDC estimates flu infections are growing or likely growing in 47 states. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Tonight in Houston, the college football championship game, Michigan and Washington do battle. The teams are both undefeated going in. Only one will end that way. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with 6 catches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. You know, I grew a lot, learned a lot this year, and, you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing. Do you feel me? What we want.
As a friend, as a friend. Is your New Year's resolution to stop calling radio stations? 866-930-JACK.
Jack FM knows this stuff is not going to sell itself.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
This bunch of songs in a row is the result of too much screen time.
Excuse me, Mr. the officer. Murderer. Still living like that. Murderer. Extraordinary. Juice like a strawberry. Money to burn, baby, all of the time. Call to fate. It's me. Fate to cut the shit. Come juggle with me. Say every time. Here come the hot sniper. Murderer. I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer. Dial emergency number.
Wondering how Jack FM got our charisma. That makes two of us.
Big and you're detaching, girl. I will wait.
This is 103.1 Jack FM. Bachelor's married. Jack FM can't wait for the golden divorce in the fall.
Hey, Jack, how do you keep a radio station in suspense?
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Jack FM's Express Checkout.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 23. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 20. Temps a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-20s to the upper 20s. Slight chance for snow Thursday. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced. Yes.
Slashed and torn.
Jack FM lowered our cholesterol 20 points.
speak up if you like anchovy pizza.
Jack, there ain't room enough in this channel for the both of us.